Hi, everyone. My name is Mirabelle Tinio, and I'm an EdTech advisor, as well as a French instructor in the Department of Modern Languages at Snowaith Laylam Langara College.
My name is Brianna Fraser. I am a learning technologist in the Educational Technology Department at Langara College, Snowaith Laylam.
I'm Julian Pryor. I'm currently Chair of Educational Technology at Snowaith Laylam Langara College, and I'm also an Educational Technology Advisor. Brianna, Mirabelle and I started by chatting about how we found Mattermost to be an invaluable tool for support and for community building.
But Mattermost has also been, I think, really important for Mirabelle with the H5P group as well, because they have a really active community there as well. And like you said, Julian, it seems like you post a question and immediately, you know, multiple people are responding and you're getting really sort of great support that way.
No, I was just going to say, I think the support is great, and I think it's very prompt. It's almost immediate. And if you were having to rely on your IT department, they're obviously very busy with other stuff. So it's actually a big advantage to have that kind of immediacy of support.
Yeah, and I think it almost creates like that community of practice type approach to supporting, you know, your peers in their work, which is also really valuable. And it's just such a nice kind of supportive space, right? That we can do that work. We don't need to rely on sort of so-called professionals, because really we have the expertise to be professionals as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great place to also be inspired by other people's work, because sometimes I'll just take a look at what's going on in there and I've not necessarily asked a particular question, or I wasn't really interested in that question, but then I see what people have done and that sparked something for me. I wanted to add that Mattermost, we're using it for a book club with BC Campus, and that's also been really really great to have a space where we can discuss the book and you can post PNGs and it comes out actually looking quite nice. And so, yeah, it's great to have that open space to share ideas.
Yeah, and I like the idea too of just being able to get inspired. Like, you can just kind of lurk as well, right? You don't necessarily have to share, but it's nice to be able to see what other people are doing and get that inspiration.
Yeah. And on the topic of book clubs, we've used the WordPress site to create sites for our Langara book clubs. And the first one was a site for Indigenous Story Works by Joanne McDonald. And then we also used the site for a different site, a new one, for A Small Teaching Online by Flower Darby, and that was, I believe, a year ago. And then this spring, we created another WordPress site for Teaching in a Digital Age by Tony Bates. And these have been great spaces to pool together our resources and also share the book club members' thoughts with the larger public, whoever is interested.
It was interesting that the first one never really got going, and I can't quite remember why that was, but I think there was perhaps a little reluctance on the part of instructors to use the tools outside of our internally supported and recommended technology. So I think they were a little bit scared, frightened is the wrong word, but you know what I mean, a little bit wary of actually using a tool that was not officially supported. Although we do have our own WordPress sites at Langara, this was going outside of the Langara domain, and for a few instructors that was perhaps a little new to them, and perhaps they didn't quite have the confidence to do that, given that a lot of the stuff on WordPress is public. So that might have been one of the reasons why that didn't really get going, and I think in the end they used a Brightspace course. But we kind of planted the seed. We talked about, you know, what a great thing it would be to have a public-facing website with our book club stuff on, so we can kind of try to get that kind of community and discussion going. Particularly, as Mirabelle said, particularly as the third book in the series that we looked at was Teaching in a Digital Age, which is a open press book, textbook, open textbook, I guess, which is available to the public. So we wanted to kind of share back our discussion and our thoughts and our summaries of each chapter.
I'd have to admit I was a bit nervous about sharing as well. I was one of those people who is a bit wary of other people seeing work and, you know, being criticized. But the Open ETC blogs, it was a good way to kind of a low-key way of giving back or engaging with a larger community.
It's interesting just to me to see kind of what happens to us when we're asked to do the things that we ask our students to do all the time, right? When we ask our students to self-reflect, when we ask students to participate in sort of public-facing spaces, sometimes they're reluctant to do those things and we just kind of tell them to push forward. On the other hand, we can also be reluctant and it can take a little bit of bravery, right, to take that step. But I think to have those spaces for self-reflective practice and to share and build community are incredibly valuable.
Yeah, that I definitely feel like that rings true for me. You know, we ask our students to make their learning relevant, to go out into the world and engage with it using what they've learned in class. But then do we do it? So yes, this is definitely a great way to model that and to also experience it as well for ourselves.
How about the future? What would we do differently if we use the OpenETC WordPress site again? Is the one thing that came to mind for me was perhaps a new theme, because the theme we have is perhaps showing its age a little. And I'm wondering whether we can use something a little bit more visually appealing for the book in the summer, which is Intentional Tech by Derek Brough.
Yeah, I wonder if we could also, you know, engage more with people who might be seeing it through H5P objects, where we could ask people for feedback or input regarding the topic of the blog.
Yeah, I like to be maybe more creative or maybe think a little bit differently about how we can use it for a more robust asynchronous discussion. I think that that's something that's been missing a little bit. Certainly, we have really good, robust synchronous discussion when we're meeting on Zoom, but I think that there's a lot of value there if we can get people to have a better asynchronous discussion. So, you know, for those people who can't attend or for other people who are reading the book or thinking about reading the book, so they can kind of see the things that that we're also thinking about when we're reading.
Yeah, I was thinking the same, Brandon. I was thinking that we had some good comments and the start of some good discussion when we did the second book, the Flower Derby book, but it's how you sustain that. I think we tended to get, you know, a couple of comments and then kind of the discussion just petered out. But how we perhaps comments on a WordPress site aren't the best way to sustain that. And perhaps we could use Mattermost alongside the WordPress site to kind of have that asynchronous discussion going.
Something that I like, I mean, I like that we can have something that's small and focused. So, you know, a blog that's not connected to our departmental blog, right? Something that's a little bit more personal, that feels our own, that doesn't have to be branded by the department. Because I think that that encourages people who may be reluctant. So for instance, if we hosted it on our EdTech blogging space, right, that feels like the department owns it. So when our book club members, for instance, are participating, they may not feel like adding their discussion to this kind of official place. But I think if we can use these really small and focused sites, that it does allow for participation, invites participation.
I like how the OpenETC blogs are kind of a space to showcase work that people collaborated on. So in the Small Teaching Online book club, we asked people to volunteer to talk about a chapter and they made presentations. And I think being able to just really, you know, put that their work and share it with everyone is just really a great space for that.
And I love the functionality that it has as well, because you've got quite a few plugins enabled so that you know, we talked about H5P. but there are other plugins available as well. So it's quite easy to share infographics, PowerPoint slides, videos, that kind of thing, audio clips. If we try to replicate that within our own WordPress site, it would, because we don't necessarily have control over those plugins. Let's just say it might take a little while longer to get those plugins installed. So I think just the kind of visual and interactive and kind of engaging aspect of the WordPress site has been really good.
I guess I wanted to just add one thing about how initially I was a bit nervous about putting stuff up, you know, putting stuff up on a public facing WordPress site. And actually that led to opportunities where people have tried to contact me about resources that were on the site, wanting to use it, and then an invitation to co-facilitate a book club. So, I mean, that's a pretty amazing thing to happen out of just a simple a blog site. So I think there's so many opportunities for these blogs to become opportunities for collaboration.
This could be your new side hustle, Mirabelle. You know, you could do edtech and language teaching, and then on the side, you could be an internationally renowned book club, online book club facilitator, and all thanks to OpenETC.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I still have things to learn, but still, it was really cool to, you know, that people would just came upon it and then contacted me, just, yeah, because they were interested in doing a book club on it. So that was pretty cool.